ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Is that translation or just English? Is there a translation or just English? Oh, okay.
Dharma. Kvachit. Tatra. Na. Bhuta. Shoridam. Tyaga. Kvachit. Tatra na muktikaranam diryam na pumso sti ajvega niskritam na hi dvitya guna sanga varachitaha धर्मः क्वचित् तत्र न भूतश्रुतम् त्याग क्वचित् तत्र न मुक्तिकारणम् वीर्यं न पुंसो अस्ति अचद्वेगनिष्कृतम् न हि द्वितीयो गुणसङ्गवाचित धर्म क्वचित् तत्र न भूतश्रुतम् त्याग क्वचित् तत्र न मुक्तिकरणम् वीर्यं न पुंसो अस्य च वेगनिष्कृतम् न हि द्वितीयो गुणसङ्गवाचित धर्म क्वचित् तत्र न भूतश्रुतम् त्याग क्वचित् तत्र न मुक्तिकरणम् वीर्यं न पुंसो अस्ति अच वेगनिष्कृतम् न हि द्वितीयो गुणसङ्गवाचित धर्म क्वचित् तत्र न भूतश्रुतम् त्याग क्वचित् तत्र न मुक्तिकरणम् श्रीराम न पुंसो अस्ति वेगनिष्कृतम् न हि द्वितीयो गुणसङ्गवाचितम् धर्म क्वचित् तत्र न भूतश्रुतम् वीर्यं न पुंसो अस्ति अच वेगनिष्कृतम् न हि द्वितीयो धर्म क्वचित् तत्र न भूतश्रुतम् वीर्यं न पुंसो यस्य चेतनिष्कृतम् न हि द्वितीयो गुणसङ्गवाचित
matter is this.
Tamakvacitasranabhutasauridam.
Nahi dvitiyo gona sangha parichita. Dharmaha, religion, kvachit, one may have full knowledge of. Tatra, therein, na, not, bhuta shauridam. Friendship with other living entities. Tyaga, renunciation. Kvachit, one may possess. Tatra, therein. Na, not. Muktikaranam, the cause of liberation. Viryam, power. Na, not. Pumshah, of any person. Asti, there may be. Ajja bega niskritam, no release from the power of time. Na, not he, indeed. Dvitiya, the second one. Guna sanga barajitaha, completely freed from the contamination of the modes of nature. Purple by His Divine Grace, by Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Someone may possess full knowledge of religion, but still may not be kind to all living entities. In someone, whether human being or demigod, there may be renunciation, but that is not the cause of liberation. Someone may possess great power and yet be unable to check the power of eternal time. Someone else may have renounced attachment to the material world, yet he cannot compare to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, no one is completely freed from the influence of the material modes of nature. Purport. The statement, Dharma kvachit tatsa nabhuta shauridam, is very important in this verse. We actually see that there are many Hindus, Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, and religionists of other cults who adhere to their religious principles very nicely, but are not equal to all living entities. Indeed, although they profess to be very religious, they kill poor animals. Such religion has no meaning. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.8 says, Dhamma shvanu shtita pumsham vikshakshena Katashuva notapaya jodi rotim shram eva hi kevalam. One may be very expert in following the religious principles of his own sect, but if he has no tendency to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his observance of religious principles is simply a waste of time. One must develop a sense of loving service. Vasudeva sarvam miti samahatma sadulava. The sign of a devotee is that he is a friend to everyone. Suridham sarvabhutanam. A devotee will never allow a poor animal to be killed in the name of religion. This is the difference between a superficially religious person and a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We find that there have been many great heroes in history, but they could not escape the cruel hands of death. Even the greatest hero cannot escape from the ruling power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead when Krishna comes as death. That is described by Krishna himself, Mrityu Sarva Harashchaham. The Lord appearing as death takes away the hero's so-called power. Even Hiranyakashipu could not be saved when the Shingadev appeared before him as death. One's material strength is nothing before the strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agyan Smitan Dasha Chanan Janan Shalateva Chakshuran Militan Jina Tashmaya Shri Girvima Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shiva Shri Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. So here is pointing out the incompleteness of the living entities. Prabhupada gives an example of religion is they're making a show of religion, being very pious, but simultaneously they're killing animals. So how can this be religion? It's not showing compassion, it's not showing friendship. So this chapter is called The Churning of the Milk Ocean. And all things are coming out. Wonderful things are being churned out of the ocean. But perhaps the most wonderful thing, it mentions in the Lochan Das Thakur. What's the book? Anyway, he mentions that when the milk was, when this ocean was being churned with the Mandara mounting, one of the first person who came out was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Gauranga Mahaprabhu was there. He came out of the churn of the ocean. So he is complete. Just before the churning, we know that Lord Shiva, he drank the whole ocean of poison. No one can do that. No one can do. We can drink a little bit of poison. You may be able to get a counteract it if you have a little snake bite or something, but an ocean of poison, that's impossible. So who drank the ocean of poison? Vaishnav Jataha Shambhu, Lord Shambhu, Lord Shiva, the greatest of all the Vaishnavas. Only he could do such a powerful act. So he drank the whole ocean of poison. Throat was burning. Went blue color. Nilkanta, blue color. So what could he do? He drank the ocean of poison and it was burning. What is the remedy for poison? If you drink poison, what is the remedy? Nectar. Yes, amrita, nectar. That counteracts poison. So Lord Shiva had to counteract the ocean of poison. What nectar did Lord Shiva take to counteract? Yes, Hari Bol. Then he went to Anantashesh with his problem. And Anantashesh taught him the Ananta Samhita. The Ananta Samhita is nothing but glorification of Sri Navadvipa Dham. Sri Navadvipa Dham ki? And Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Panchatattva ki jai. So Lord Shiva, he kept the Ananta Samhita in his throat. He was chanting, remembering the glories of Gauranga, the glories of Navadvipa, the glories of Panchatattva. That was the nectar that counteracted the whole ocean of poison. So, what is that? We can chant Hare Krishna ordered by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. How much poison is? Even the age of Kali is very, very poisonous. The holy name and the message of Gauranga is millions of times more powerful than the poisonous fangs of Kali. That is also the prediction. Krishna said, I will come here with my devotees and all the different incarnations and all the different sampradayas. I will give everyone a taste of what is Braja Prema by eventing as Sri Vrindavan Dham and Sri Navadvipa Dham. And taking all of my devotees with me, we will do Harinam Sankirtan Ke. And by this process, we will smash the fangs of Kali, the poisonous fangs of Kali. So even though Kali Yuga is very poisonous, very dangerous, we have the remedy. We have the holy name of Krishna, the message of Gauranga. So we can counteract that Kali just by chanting Hare Krishna, even though. So here what is stressing is that first of all we have to understand what is real friendship. It's about shuridam, kindness to all living entities, being friendly to everyone. First we have to understand what is helpful for the living entity. And the only thing that is helpful for the living entity in Kali Yuga is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Panchatattva, Sri Mayapodham. Mayapodham is invented for the living entities to take shelter of in Kali Yuga. And without taking shelter of Mayapodham, without taking shelter of Panchatattva and the holy name, not possible. No other way, no other process is possible. This is the supreme process. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if you want to understand the message of Gauranga, if you want to enter into the Dham, Navadvipa Dham, he said that when you see all the living entities, here, not here. You open the gate, you go outside, you see everyone very busy running backwards and forwards. Everyone. When you see, where are these people rushing to? Purport said, time. Nobody can defeat time. This is where they're rushing to. This is their destination. This is the goal. Time. Devouring everyone, moment by moment. So a devotee, he sees these living entities. And what is their future? Rushing into the jaws of Yamaraj. That's the future. Guaranteed of everyone. Unless they take to Krishna consciousness. Shishigonitai ki. Unless they take to Krishna consciousness. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we have that message. We have been given the holy name. But when you see all these living entities, they don't have it. They need it more than anything in their world. They need more than their life's breath, they need to chant Hare Krishna. But they don't have it. So the devotees, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when the devotees feel very compassionate that they don't have this message of Mayapur. And we have it. And we feel, he said, when you feel a heartfelt compassion for all the living entities who are bewildered, running just simply to their death, rebirth, samsara, that's all. When you develop a heartfelt compassion to to give these living entities were in ignorance, the message of Kali Yuga, the message of Navadvipa. He said, at that very moment, the splendor of Navadvipa Dham will be revealed. The glory of Navadvipa Dham will be revealed. The service of Dham will be revealed. Service of the Holy Name will be revealed. Service, it will all be revealed. If you have a heartfelt compassion for the suffering living entities of this material world. Why? Because this is Dham consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his consciousness. He had so much compassion. He came to deliver all the living entities of Kali Yuga. And all the inhabitants of the Dham and the followers of Mahaprabhu, they take on the same mood as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahabhadanaya. They take on that munificent mood. They're the real friends of everyone. These are the real Shuridham, friend of everyone. Because they know the living entity, he needs service. Jivaya Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das, the living entity is eternal servant of Krishna. He needs service. But who is giving service in this world today? Your mother, your father, she gave you service? Unless you're born in ISKCON. But your politicians, your leaders, your teachers, any of them gave you this information that you are Krishna's servant? You all went to school, you all went to college. You're Hindus, you have Hindu Dharma. Did anybody ever tell you in your whole life that you are not the body? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're His eternal servant. Where is my service to Krishna? Mother, father, leaders, where is it? They're not giving. And this is what the living entities need, service. When the living entities get service, they become happy. We are traveling around representing TOVP collection to build the temple of the Vedic planetarium. Oh, and we go to so many different temples, devotees' houses, and we ask them for money. That's what we need, money to build the temple. We're asking for money. But when we present our program, they're all coming here. Please take, please take. We want to give. And they say, usually when we're giving money, we don't like it. But when you're coming here and tell us about the glory of the TOVP and you know what it means for the world when it is complete, what it means for the future, how it's so helpful for all living entities, materially speaking and spiritually speaking. They say we feel it turns into a great festival of the function of happiness. Hare Kirtan, everybody's happy. And they say, hey, why are we here laughing and joking and laughing and dancing and everything and chanting Hare Krishna? We're just given so much money, even more than we can afford. But we'll be getting happiness from it. We didn't. We get so much of this experience that devotees are telling us. So savor is what is needed. We also really like to thank Vrajahari Prabhu, who is a very great well-wisher of TOVP, sending so much Lakshmi every year, maybe crores of rupees. We're so thankful for him because we need about half a lakh every 2 months to keep the construction going. What? Half a million, yeah, to keep it going. So, if it's getting a bit, bit, there's not much coming, then Raja Vilas Prabhu, he gives his friend a call and he says, sure, I'll help you. Sends money, and he always, this is my poor conscience. He has compassion for everyone, knowing this. What this temple represents is the savior of Kali Yuga. The actual prediction that was given is Mahaprabhu's desire, but revealed by Nityananda Prabhu to Jiva Goswami. He was on the border of Navadvip, and he said, "Iha, at this place, on border of Antadvip, sorry, Antadvip is a central island, it must have been in Rudradvip. On Iha, at this place, Adbhut Mandir Hoi Biprikash, Gauranga Nitya Seva Hoi Biprikash. a wonderful, astonishing temple will appear, and from this temple, Gauranga Nitya Seva, Vaibhikas. This is what the living entities want. This is what we're dying for. Like fish out of water. Nobody's given that service. Specifically, Gauranga Nitya Seva, that will be given. So by engaging in this project of TOVP, we're getting direct service to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Direct service to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It's his desire. It's not Prabhupada's desire. He's just fulfilling Bhaktisiddhanta's. It's not his desire. Bhaktisiddhanta is established so much in Mayapur, but it was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's desire. He rediscovered the birthplace. It's not his desire. Nityananda Prabhu was revealing to Jiva Goswami. Not his desire. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal desire. Not even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said ultimately it is, but also even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, there was a great saint which you all know very well. Jayadeva Goswami. We chant every day, Dosh Avatar Sloka. Namaste Narasinghaya. Om Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish. Jayadeva Goswami, also living in Mayapur during the King Lakshman Sen's time, 12th century. About the 12th century. He was a pandit. Jayadeva was a pandit for King Lakshman Sen. He lived on the bank of Pritukunda. Balaldigi, what is known as Balaldigi in Mayapur, in between the Jogpit birthplace and Chaitanyamat, that area there is known as Pritukund. And he lived there on the banks of Pritukund as the pandit for the king. And there he did write the Doshabhatara Srotra there. He also wrote something, and he said, at this place there will be a transcendental city, and the beautiful temple, and the predominating deity of that city will be known as Sri Sri Radha Madhav Ki. So even this is a few hundred years before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Jayadeva Goswami also prophesied this will happen here in Sridhar Mayapur. So we'd like to thank you so much for the help of all of you in Juhu Temple. Very, very gracious Leah. Giving us enthusiasm so we can go on in this world. It definitely changed the face of the world. With the dome, Prabhupada wanted a big dome. How the universe is moving, the different planetary systems, which scientists today have no idea whatsoever. But does the universe have an end? They don't know if it's a dome or it's empty or it goes on forever. Five hundred years ago, they said the earth was flat. If you sail on the end of the earth, you fall off the edge of the earth because it's flat. So at the same time here in Sridhar Mayapur, they were discussing not only the shape of the world, but the shape of the universe. Not only one universe, but billions and billions. Talking about the source of the billions and billions of universes. So this is the glory of Navadvipa is giving us savor. That's what we need. There are so many different varieties of religionists and different groups and everything. You know, probably everybody has some kind of, at least before you were devotees, and the non-devotees, they'll be following someone or other, some kind of system or another, which is all... But you examine those all those different types of groups and philosophies and everything like that. I was in Hrishikesh a little while ago, and it's a beautiful place, right on the bank of the Ganga. It's all ashrams. It's really, really built up since I was last there. But big, nice places, you know, first class places. And they're all ashrams. There must be thousands there. They're all ashrams, and they're all doing something different. Some are worshipping Ganesh, some are trying this process, lots of Hatha Yoga, all different types of Gyanis and Yogis and Karma Yogis and demigod worship. Even they with Kirtan, some are doing Kirtan. But when you talk to them, of course I couldn't speak to everyone, but the ones I did speak to, the ultimate goal, I asked them, you know, what is ultimate? And you know what it was? Happiness. Some or another. Through our process, we'll get happiness. If we're karma yogis, we're going to get our happiness through our work. If we're gyanis, we're going to get the bliss of Brahman. If we're ashtanga yogis, we're going to get the siddhis so we can do magic and things like that. But it's all about pleasure, my pleasure. This is the root cause of our disease in the material world. It's Purusha Bhava. That we want to be the controllers, we want to be the enjoyers. This is the root cause of our existence in the material world. Krishna has given us facility. You want to be a controller, you want to be enjoyed, here, take the material world. I've created it for your enjoyment. So we can come here and learn our lesson, get some slaps from Maya Devi, and come to our correct consciousness that we are servants of Krishna, we're not the enjoyers. But the whole, everyone else, they're in this conception of I'm the controller, I'm the enjoyer, and that's what they want. Of course, Krishna doesn't want that. Krishna gives them all these different systems. Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita gives so many systems. All these different types of yoga, knowledge of Paramatma, renunciation, and so many systems. But Krishna, he said, I don't want these, you want these. My idea is Sarvadhanam Parityaja, you give up all these systems. Why? Because they're all simply controlling and enjoying systems. So give up all that damn nonsense, controlling, enjoying business. Sarvadhanam Parityaja, give up all those dharmas, controlling, enjoying dharmas. That's what everyone's doing in this material world. And surrender to me. Mamekam Saram Vityaja. Yeah, so it brings us to the point to of service. Prabhupada mentioned in the purport. Bahu nam jamananti. After thousands and thousands of births of being a jnani, searching for truth, you're looking. Thousands of births. You come to that platform of understanding. Vasudeva sarvamiti. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At that point you surrender to Krishna. Thousands and thousands of births. Srila Prabhupada also commented on this verse that here, Krishna is saying, taking you thousands of births of being knowledge seeking, you come to this point and of surrendering to Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am his servant. You come to that point of surrendering to Krishna. After it took thousands of births. Prabhupada says, now you hear me. I'm telling you. This is the conclusion, Krishna's conclusion of your searching for knowledge. It'll take you thousands and thousands of births. Then you come to the conclusion that you take shelter of my lotus feet, Krishna says. So Prabhupada said, now I'm telling you that you take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet right now. If you hear me, and you do, you put it into practice, you take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, then you skip thousands and thousands of births, because you come to the conclusion of thousands and thousands of births of searching for knowledge. This is the glory of hearing from a devotee, a servant of Krishna. You skip thousands and thousands of births. One moment's association of devotee. He just says, chant Hare Krishna, become Krishna's devotee. That's it. That's sufficient. Thousands and thousands, you skip and you come to that perfection of Gopi Pariya Kamala Das Sadas Sadas Das. Not only, not just servant, we want to be servant of the servant of the servant. Of the servant. So this is what the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and specifically the TOVP, the Temple of the Vedic Planet, said that the specific instruction of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Gauranga Nitya Seva Hoibhu. Service to Lord Gauranga will spread all over the world. What's the main savor of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu? What is his main savor he's come to give? Hari Nam Sankirtan, Nam Seva. So this is the living entities need in this material. This is the what is lacking in the world. So this is the message that TOV will portray. It'll bring them to this point that you're Krishna's servant. Yeah. All the speculators, research. Prabhupada said research is already done. What is this? Six Goswamis have done all the research. We simply have to chant Hare Krishna. He doesn't have to research. Well, the research has already been done by the acharyas. So, to what it means and ends, we go to spread this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Look here, it's such a beautiful place. Heaven on earth, yes? Prabhupada said. We call this place, it is, it's heaven on earth. Jai Radha Ras Bihari Ju Ki. Why? Because Prabhupada's room. We went there yesterday. Gorgeous room like that. No palatial building. Prabhupada was saying, I've never seen a place so palatial as this Prabhupada's room. You know, even the demigods couldn't dream of that. Different sections. And the devotees made it so beautiful for him. Prabhupada really loved him in Bombay. You can feel his presence here so strong in his rooms. He loved Bombay. He really, really liked it. I think he would have spent most of his time here if he had stayed longer. He loved it. But anyway, whatever it took, even though he had to chastise Sarabhi, and Sarabhi was the architect and the different leaders here, something to push him on to build the construction. I think he came and sat in the construction when they wanted to take him to a high-class hotel. Prabhupada said, no, take me to the temple. They said, it's only a construction camp. It's okay. Sat in the construction site. Anyway, by any means, whatever it takes to spread Krishna consciousness. Here he's talking about different religion is killing animals and things like that. There was this. When Prabhupada was in Tehran, in Iran, and he was in his room, there was some commotion coming from down outside the window on the outside. So Prabhupada said, what's happening there? So the devotee looked out the window. He said, yeah, he saw that someone was killing a goat in the street. So he said, Srila Prabhupada, someone's killing a goat. Prabhupada looked down. He's very disappointed. And then the devotee said, you know, Srila Prabhupada, when they kill the animals here, they point their head towards Mecca. And Prabhupada said, oh, really? That's good. That's good. They said, why, Prabhupada? You're killing a clean animal? I said, no, not that. But the act of remembering God in the sacrifice, that is very good. That is Krishna consciousness. They're going to eat the animal anyway. But they put his head, point his head to Mecca. They're offering the goat. So he said, that's good. That's very good. That's Krishna consciousness. Yeah. So he has that consciousness. But whatever it takes to spread Krishna consciousness, that we are prepared to do. There's a story of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He invited Sir John Anderson, who was the governor of West Bengal during the British Raj. He got him to come to Mayapur, which was in the jungle, you know. There was nothing there. No roads even. He got a road built in one day, you know, a muddy road. In one day, he said, the governor's coming, you have to have a... He used it for developing the Dharma also. And he said, you should establish a post office. So we got a post office established there. Mayapur, a sub-post office. Because they got a post office in Navadvip. They're saying this is the original birthplace of Chaitanya. So he got a post office put in Mayapur. Mayapur post office. So he's using the governor as a preaching, etc. But anyway, he brought him here. Now Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, this man's a meat eater, he's British. And his entourage are with him. They're probably all meat eaters also. So you have to make arrangements to eat meat. They said, how we can do this, Guru Maharaj? They said, you go to Navadvip, many Kali Brahmanas, and they're killing goats, they sacrifice goats. You get some of those Kali Brahmanas, they can come and they can go cook the meat for the British Raj. So it happened. He came here. Mayapur, it was a big success. The governor came. He involved him in service. He got him to do some favor and things like that. And then he left. Then the disciples, they went to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and said, Guru Maharaj, you please explain just what happened. They said, we're completely bewildered. They killed animals here and cooked animals right on Chandrasekhar Bhavan. This area was Chandrasekhar Bhavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Masibari. We right on that area there. And there was also some left over, some meat was left over. We didn't know what to do. We throw in the Ganga. How we can do that? Ganga Devi, a pure devotee. We're buried in the ground. Now how we can do that? The Dham Das is worshipable. Guru Maharaj, you please explain what happened. We're completely bewildered. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I also used to think like that 100 births ago. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked me to start this mission, I promised him there was nothing that I will not stop at to push on this mission. Whatever it takes to push on this mission, I will not hesitate to do. Even to the extent of cooking meat and everything like that for the British Raj. So this is Krishna consciousness. This is how anxious they are to give us service to Krishna in this world. They'll go to any means, any extent, to establish the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai go premanandi. Thank you. Any question or comment?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for a very inspiring class.
Thank you for your invitation.
Thing is, this story you mentioned just now about the West Bengal governor coming to meet Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I heard, you can correct me if I'm wrong. So he actually came and they arranged meat food for him. But he had a good discussion with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. At the end of it, then finally he ended up asking, what do you people eat? Then I heard that he actually took prasadam instead of whatever they made for him. Is that true?
No, I didn't quite catch it.
No, when this West Bengal governor came, they arranged, like you said, they arranged meat, food for him. Yeah. But then after discussing with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, this governor asked, what do you people eat? it ended up that he took prasadam instead of whatever they made for him, instead of meat that day. This I read in one of the biographies.
What do you eat? He asked them, what do you eat?
So the wise guy said, I will also eat prasadam. And he ate prasadam.
Oh, really? No, I never heard that.
It is in one of the biographies. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Roji, you were mentioning about developing compassion. So this compassion will be developed by purification of heart, or like we have to first practice compassion? How to begin with?
Yeah, see, compassion is there, but we have to awaken to it. We're not awakened to that. Our real self, which by nature is compassionate, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. So it's a realization. But when we identify with the material body, then it's it's difficult to develop. I mean, we have to practice developing compassion. And as you say, cleanse the heart, chetodarpana marjanam, that has to be cleansed, the heart. And all these good qualities will actually become manifested. Nam naam kori bahudaniva sarva shaktis. Whatever you quality you want, the holy name will manifest as you practice. So it's a slow process. But when you actually realize the presence of the Lord and His holy name in yourself, then automatically these realizations are there. You don't have to practice them anymore. They will come automatically. Prabhupada was talking here about indicated compassion, and we have these groups: brotherhood of man, love of mankind. But Prabhupada said, "How you can love all of mankind? How many people can you know? You know, you have a small area of friends you love. So, love of brotherhood of man, they're all." He said that Krishna consciousness means that is actually real brotherhood and. Brotherhood of man, love of man. This is real brother. When we become Krishna conscious, he said, because a friend with someone, first you've got to know them, you've got to know something about their qualities, you have some exchange like that, and then after some time you may love this one person. It takes a long time. But when you're actually awakened, when the heart is cleansed, you can understand yourself and you can understand the Lord in everyone else's heart. And so when you see someone, you feel the presence of the Lord, and He's your Lord, who you're feeling also. And He's sitting next to, in the heart of that person, as the best friend, Suridam Sarvabhutanam. He's the best friend. So He's also my best friend, I know that. So anybody who is a friend of my best friend, immediately becomes my friend. So like that, you don't have to get to know someone simply by their presence. You're realizing the Lord's in this, my Lord is in their heart also. They're there in the heart. And Krishna is, the Lord is my best friend, and He's your best friend also. So immediately we become friends. Because we realize that the relationship with the Lord and the living entity, you can... aware of His presence. Then, so that becomes immediate. Immediately you meet someone, doesn't matter who it is. I feel my best friend there, I feel you there. And any friend of my friend is my best friend also. So automatic that friendship is there. You don't have to... But while the heart is not purified, then we have to... It's a slow process. We have to go through processes of making friendship and... cleansing the heart. But it's a natural symptom of the soul, it's compassion. Vasudeva Datta, he wanted to take the whole world back. Let me suffer all the sins of all the living entities. And it's real compassion. So it manifests. This is Prabhupada's compassion. Prabhupada, he used to translate at night time, these books. Because at that time he was managing a worldwide movement. And it was all new, like brand new. It wasn't just new, it was something we'd never heard of before. At least outside of India. We didn't even know how to clean ourselves properly. Prabhupada had to teach us. How to dress, how to put on a dhoti, everything. And so he's managing a worldwide movement. And he's getting all these letters coming constantly and phone calls. And devotees arriving to see him and ask him, what about this Prabhupada, what about this, what about this? And Prabhupada said, I couldn't find time to do my translation work. This is my main business, my Guru Maharaj's order. He ordered me to do this. But I don't get any time to do this translation work. So he said, I pray to Krishna, please let me not be able to sleep at night. Then I can translate at night, because nobody will come and ask me anything at night, because everybody very much values their sleep and they don't come out at night. But Prabhupada, he prayed to Krishna and he said, Krishna fulfilled my desire. Therefore, I don't want to sleep and therefore I can stay awake at night and I can translate these books. He was saying this in connection. In the Lotus Building in Sridharmayapur, it's the first building we had there, it's called the Lotus Building, where Prabhupada's rooms are. So he said, and that was the first building, so all the devotees were living there also. And we were, so Prabhupada was complaining one time to the management that the devotees, they sleep here, because it was the only place, but it's hot, they leave all the windows open, the doors open, and then the wind comes in the night time, the wind, and it slams the doors shut and the windows. And Srila Prabhupada said, when I'm translating these books, he said, I have the different Srimad Bhagavatams, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sridhar Swami, others. And Prabhupada would, he said, I open the same sloka on each book and I read all the tickers, all the translations and all the purports of the different acharyas. And then I condense all their purports into the Bhaktivedanta purport. This is Prabhupada's Bhaktivedanta. It's a condensation of all the previous acharyas' commentaries on the same verse. And then I come out with the Bhaktivedanta purport. And Prabhupada says, sometimes I'm waiting for one word just to convey that proper feeling, convey the proper mood of all the previous acharyas. He said, sometimes I'm waiting for 3 days just to get one word. When I hear these doors slam, he said, it cracks my heart. But this is Prabhupada's compassion. He gave up sleeping so he could write these books. These books are for us. Prabhupada knew Krishna. He knows Krishna. He doesn't need to translate. These books are for us. But this was the compassion that Prabhupada showed. To spread Krishna consciousness at any, even not sleeping at night. Who could do that? Which yogi you know give up sleeping? Everybody loves sleep. This was Prabhupada's compassion. Hare Krishna. Thank you for your nice question. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.